Greetings in the Lord. It is the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord 2020, and you are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading, produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Today's call to repentance and to faith comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 13. Be strong, and let us show ourselves courageous for the sake of our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in His sight. God calls you to courage and boldness, and you should do so because you have the church and for the sake of the church. Christ died to redeem for Himself a people zealous for good deeds. If you are in Christ, you are to be a part of the church. You can be bold to stand against evil and proclaim the gospel because you have the whole body of believers around the world and throughout time who stand with you. You are part of the church, that is, the temple of God being built on the prophets and apostles. You are part of a vast army of God's people, made up of people from every nation, every tribe, every tongue. In addition, you must be bold for the sake of your people, the church. Your boldness in the battle God calls you to will strengthen and instill courage in the hearts of your brothers and sisters. Even the apostles needed to be strengthened and were strengthened by their brothers in the faith. Acts 28:15 says, "And the brethren, when they heard about us, came from there as far as the market of Appius and three inns to meet us. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage." Brothers and sisters, we must be bold for Christ, and then we will be able to strengthen the church. The church today lacks so much of that boldness. We give in to the world. We take on the world's systems, the world's philosophies, and we cave where we should be standing. And so we need bold men, bold and faithful men and women who will stand firm, and in doing so, they will strengthen the church. And it's important to note that this boldness and strengthening of the church is designed to work in the context of the local church. You need the local church to make you bold, and the local church needs you to make them bold. This takes patience. This takes being willing to love sinners and those who are struggling to be bold. While we are a part of a universal church found all across the world, it's important to remember that God places you in a certain location. You're not omnipresent. And so you live in a certain location surrounded by certain people. You're made a certain way, whether you're to be a man or a woman. You've been designed with certain characteristics and giftings. And you've been placed around certain families and extended families and a local culture. And so it's so important as we think about being bold for the church that it's bold for the local church, living within that local community. And that means there's hard work to be done, because it's easy to love people that are far away from us, that we don't have to deal with. You can love people on social media very easily because you don't have to deal with their sins very often. But true courage in the Lord will be the courage to bear with one another in the Lord. It will be the courage to love and fight for those who are scared to death and need your help getting them into the saddle anyways. The church needs bold men today. And sadly, many of us failed and have failed and continue to fail. We might fail to love those who are around us. We fail by not even being concerned about our own local church, not willing to bear with each other's failings and weaknesses, not willing to speak truth, to be bold to each other. Many of us have refused to show courage because we hop from church to church to church to church to church, looking for that perfect church. And every time there's a disagreement, every time there is some issue that we have, rather than stay and fight it out and talk it through as men, bold men of God, we run. Some of us have failed because we've stayed in a place that isn't a church or is not being faithful to the Word of God. And because we have become comfortable, we refuse to leave and find a place that would be good for our families in which we can serve. So those two ditches there that we're quick to fall into, complacency, going alone to get along, and a quickness to separate and divide. Both of those are wicked and evil, and we need to repent. And so today, as we come before the throne of the Lord to seek His wisdom, to hear from His word, and to lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Your word calls us to boldness. Your word calls us to be bold for the sake of our cities, the sake of our church. And Lord, we need to be bold because You have given us the church. We have other men and women who have been saved, and they can strengthen us. We have the saints throughout history that look upon us, this great cloud of witnesses that we should run the race. Lord, many of us failed to be bold. We do not speak up on truth. We do not expose wickedness. We do not correct and encourage with gentleness our brothers. And Lord, we're no good for our church. We're no good for our cities, our towns, our community. We can be so universally minded that we're no good locally. We spend all our time thinking elsewhere. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us when we are quick to separate and divide, or whether we're quick to be complacent and comfortable. Forgive our sins, Lord, by Your great mercy and power. And we beseech You now to let us live a life that is pleasing to You, that even what we do as we hear Your word today would be pleasing to You. We pray this now in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what You say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 89, verse 38 through 52. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. But You have cast off and rejected. You have been full of wrath against Your anointed. You have spurned the covenant of Your servant. You have profaned His crown in the dust. You have broken down all His walls. You have brought His strongholds to ruin. All who pass along the way plunder Him. He has become a reproach to His neighbors. You've exalted the right hand of His adversaries. You have made all His enemies rejoice. You also turned back the edge of His sword, and have not made Him stand in battle. You have made His splendor to cease, and cast His throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of His youth. You have covered Him with shame, Selah. How long, O Lord, will You hide Yourself forever? Will Your wrath burn like fire? Remember what my span of life is. For what vanity You have created all the sons of men. What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Selah. Where are Your former loving kindness, O Lord, which You swore to David and Your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, the reproach of Your servants, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples with which Your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of Your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Brothers, know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from Joshua chapter 24. This is the word of the Lord that is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and their judges and their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, from ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and to Esau I gave Mount Seir to possess it, but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt by what I did in its midst, and afterward I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and Egypt pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. But when they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your own eyes saw what I did in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness for a long time. Then I brought you into the land of the Amorites who lived beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand, and you took possession of their land, which I destroyed them before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and summoned Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I was not willing to listen to Balaam, so he had to bless you, and I delivered you from his hand. You crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the citizens of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Thus I gave them into your hand. Then I sent the hornet before you, and it drove out the two kings of the Amorites from before you, but not by your sword or your bow. I gave you a land in which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you had lived in them. You are eating of vineyards and of olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did these great signs in our sight, and preserved us through all the way in which we went, and among all the peoples through whom mist we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Then Joshua said to the people, "You will not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done good to you." The people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore, put away the foreign gods which are in your midst, and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God, and we will obey his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he has spoken to us. Thus it shall be for a witness against you, so that you do not deny your God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to his inheritance. It came about after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the territory of his inheritance, in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, and had known all the deeds of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now they buried the bones of Joseph, which the sons of Israel brought up from Egypt at Shechem, in the piece of ground which Jacob had brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of Joshua's sons. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him at Gibeah of Phinehas his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. O Lord, make speed to save us. Help us to be able to say, just like Joshua, we will serve the Lord, we and our houses. Now, brothers, the Apostle Paul gave thanks for those who received the word of God, saying, we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 29, through chapter 22, verse 13. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then he told them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it, and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Now during the day he was teaching in the temple, but at evening he would go out and spend the night on the mount that is called Olivet. And all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. Now, the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and scribes were seeking how they might put him to death, for they were afraid of the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, belonging to the number of the 12. And he went away and discussed with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray him to them apart from the crowd. Then came the first day of unleavened bread on which Passover lamb has to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare the Passover for us so that we may eat it. They said to him, where do you want us to prepare it? And he said to them, when you've entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. And you shall say to the owner of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large furnished upper room. Prepare it there. And they left and found everything just as he told them, and they prepared the Passover. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial in it, and sincere. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs. chapter 21, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. The acquisition of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor, the pursuit of death. The violence of the wicked will drag them away because they refuse to act with justice. The way of a guilty man is crooked, but as for the pure, his conduct is upright. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you now, wanting you to bless us with your wisdom, a wisdom that is pure, that is from above, that teaches us to be peaceable, gentle, open to reason. Lord, we pray as we think of the things of wisdom that we have read, we are reminded that you turn the hearts of kings. And so we ask you to bless our leaders in this nation. Right now we're going through a very difficult time, trying time, a fearful time. Lord, we pray that you would give our leaders wisdom. God, remove from their hearts wickedness and evil. Help them to repent of their sins. Lord, let them look to you and faith in you and trust in your word. Lord, right now, everyone is doing what's right in their own sight. But you know our hearts. You weigh the hearts. You are the good judge. And you desire righteousness and justice more than our sacrifice. So help us to live righteous lives, just lives, according to your standard, your word. Take out from us haughty eyes and a proud heart, but make us humble. Lord, we pray for our homes, pray for husbands, we pray for wives, that they would not be contentious women. It's better to live in a corner of a roof than to live with a contentious woman. Lord, pray that you would bless the women that listen to this podcast, that they would be humble, have gentle and quiet spirits, that would be what they adorn themselves, that would be what is displayed, because the Apostle Peter reminds us and tells us that's what you find precious. Lord, we pray for the children in the homes, that they would be obedient, would honor their fathers. Help us to honor our fathers and our fathers in the faith, our fathers in our country, in our families. Lord, the son who dishonors his father will soon take his place among the dishonored. Help us not to be among the dishonored. We honor you. We praise you, God the Father, who sent God the Son and who has saved us by the power of God the Holy Spirit. And we pray all of these prayers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for your glory. Amen. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.